Yeah.
Hey, what's going on?
Well, I need some advice. I've got some blue bonnets blooming in my garden.
Yeah.
I've never seen them this time.
And that's going to be one of the strange things that Kevin was talking about. you know, we usually talk about planting blue bonnets in July. But I haven't planted mine yet because I've been waiting for the temperature to cool. And so we've had a lot sprout. I was talking to a lady in New Braunfels the other day that had one that they actually sprout early. There's some that sprout early, and they actually bloom. And some form kind of a cactus-like bloom head on top of them.
Yeah, well, I've got six blooms right now, blue bonnets, from a plant that I put in the spring, and I thought it died back. Now it's 2 feet high.
Right.
With six blooms on it.
Right. And like I said, Carol Abbott used to say, that if you would take the blooms off of them, you know, we think of blue bonnets as an annual, but they're an annual only if you let them go ahead and produce seed and complete their life cycle. But if you continuously take blooms off blue bonnets, he said he had one that was several years old, had grown them several years old. So it's just kind of an odd occurrence. We've not been able to reproduce that cactus head, save seed from it, and it will not. It's not epinastic growth. That's in the dark. What's the word? Anyway, it's kind of a mutant growth.
Weird growth.
It's a mutant growth on the thing.
So should I just let these blooms stay?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, you can just let them stay. They won't set seed because just like blue bonnets, just like tomatoes and everything else, it's too hot to set seed on a legume.
Mm-hmm.
Unless it's a shrubby legume. But, no, they won't. In general, they will not set seed until later.
Okay, well, thank you.
All right. Thanks, Lorenzo.